With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel-Hamas ceasefire remains in effect for day number 5, extended beyond the original 4-day time frame. This should allow for the release of more captives by both sides, as well as additional shipments of fuel and humanitarian supplies into Gaza from Egypt. Trapped for more than 2 weeks in a collapsed mountain tunnel, crews have started rescuing 41 miners in northern India. They've been kept alive with food, water, and oxygen delivered through narrow steel pipes, and they're being pulled out through a passageway that's made of welded pipes. Also at SRNNews.com, Democrats more concerned than ever about their prospects for holding a slim Senate majority in 2024.
It was already looking like an uphill climb for Democrats to retain their 51-49 majority, but Joe Manchin's announcement he won't seek another term virtually hands his West Virginia seat to Republicans. John Tester is seen as vulnerable in the very red state of Montana, and Ohio's Sherrod Brown will have to overcome the odds to outpace Republicans in a state that leans red. All GOP challengers are being bolstered by declining poll numbers for President Biden and a corresponding rise for former President Donald Trump. Bye-bye.
Embattled GOP Congressman George Santos says he fully expects to be booted out of Congress when lawmakers return to work this week.
In a defiant speech Friday, sprinkled with taunts and obscenities aimed at his congressional colleagues, Santos acknowledged that his time as a member of Congress may soon be coming to an end. During a conversation on X Spaces, Santos said, quote, "I know I'm going to get expelled when this expulsion resolution goes to the floor."
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Slight rise in the conference board's closely watched consumer confidence index this month. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 85 points, the Nasdaq ahead 6 points. This is SRN News. Religious freedom issues being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of Ohio's constitution on December 7th, a month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of the new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related lawsuits are moving again through the courts now that voters have decided the issue, raising questions about implementation. The amendment did not repeal any existing Ohio laws, and pro-life activists are hoping the courts will place some limits on abortion on a case-by-case basis. This is SRN News. President Biden, the First Lady, and other well-known political figures will be attending today's funeral for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
The Bidens, who are longtime friends of the Carters, will lead the dignitaries who are expected to attend this afternoon's tribute service in Atlanta. Vice President Harris and her husband will also attend. The Carter Center says former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as former First Ladies Laura Bush, Michelle Obama, and Melania Trump will be there. Greg Clugston, White House.
Our cities cracking down on homeless tent encampments that have grown more visible and unsafe. Records obtained by the AP show attempts to clear or otherwise mitigate the camps have increased in cities from L.A. to New York amid mounting public pressure. Homeless advocates argue the encampment sweeps are cruel and costly, and they say there are not enough shelter beds or treatment for all. More details, SRNNews.com.